Hello, I'm Toby Davey, Deputy Director of Vocalise, and in this audio podcast, we'll hear from Mike Volp, General Manager, and James Clutton, Producer at Opera Holland Park, about why they wanted to continue working with Vocalise to provide access to their productions for blind and partially sighted people. The first ever audio described performance at Opera Holland Park was on Sunday the 15th of June 2014 with their production of Rossini's The Barber of Seville. This is believed to be the first ever live through audio described opera production by a festival and London based opera company. Their second audio described performance will be on Sunday the 19th of July this year with their production of Verdi's Aida. When I met up with Mike Volp and James Clutton backstage at Opera Holland Park just before the dress rehearsal of Aida, I first asked Mike what is so unique about Opera Holland Park and why they wanted to put on their first ever audio described performance with Rossini's The Barber of Seville.
Well, firstly, we're outdoor, in inverted commas, although we like to say we're a normal theatre without walls. We have an extremely comfortable theatre. It's, you know, proper seats, lots of leg room. It's very, very comfortable. There's carpet everywhere. We have beautiful roof and an amazing stage. It's a very unique space, and it's in a beautiful part of London. And I think that's one of our USPs. The other USP is our informality, really, and the fact that over the years we've given thousands of people their first go at opera, because it's a very unintimidating space. People are generally just intimidated by opera, not because opera itself, because a lot of people love opera, they love the music, they just have this ridiculous idea put in their heads by media and all sorts of things over the years that it's some form of social suicide to come to opera unless you're posh and rich, which is absolute nonsense when you consider the people like James and I are running opera companies. We couldn't be further from that. So I think that, and our repertoire is pretty unique as well. We do a lot of late Italian rarities.
And what made you want to put on your first audio described performance, which you did last year with Rossini's The Barber of Seville?
We've always had things like induction loops. We've always allowed guide dogs onto stands. And then we've allowed people who are mobility impaired to bring carers for free. So in a very difficult space, we've always tried to accommodate people with particular needs and disabilities. And that's just part of being, I suppose, as well, a council. I mean, a council has these objectives too. So we have to make sure we do everything possible, A, in a positive way, to try and make this happen, and B, to actually ensure we're not being discriminatory in any way, you know, without really being aware of that. So where there's a lot of people around who point out things that we ought to have been doing and things that are good. The audio described, I think it's just that, you know, with Seth around the company doing work on Inspire, new things were happening. So this version and this way of audio described, the Vocalise way, just seemed really, really interesting and kind of 21st century, really, I think. Music is such a powerful medium, and I imagine that sight impaired people, music is an enormous sensory thing. Why not give them the opportunity to actually experience it live, with the drama being in some way transmitted to them? Because it's been very successful in theatres. It's not really ever really been tried in opera, as far as I'm aware. So I think that was why. It just adds to our portfolio of things we want to do for all members of the community, in the same way that we go into the community and work with people with other disabilities and dementia patients. You know, it's all part of using music to improve and enrich lives.
Last year and
again this year with AIDA, blind and partially sighted people will get the full audio description service. Mm. They'll get the introductory notes before the performance. They'll have the opportunity to go onto the stage for the touch tour,
yeah,
and then listen to the live audio description during the performance. Did you get a chance to experience any of that last year?
I mean, one thing I was massively impressed with was how good the quality was of the equipment, you know, and its transmission around the site and its unintrusiveness. And it was quite odd to, for me, obviously, I'm listening, it's very quiet, and then the voice would speak very carefully and quietly at the right moment. And I just thought, you know, it's actually it's a brilliant... We should use some of this for our ordinary customers. You know, we should get these pre-descriptive things sent out and do all that. I think they're absolutely brilliant. I mean, your users of the service must have an incredible knowledge of the operas by the end of it, you know, because they've got so much pre-information sent to them. So I think it's a fantastic idea. I think the describers are brilliant. I mean, I think there's a real talent to that sort of thing. And to do it at the right moment so that the user can experience that musical moment unobtrusively and then get the description at the right time. It's an enormously precise thing. And I imagine that some people who haven't done the audio described opera might worry that, oh gosh, will I have someone, you know, chatting in my ear all the way through the music? And actually, they don't. They choose their moments absolutely brilliantly. So the hugely emotional passages that you just don't want to be interrupted by anything, let alone someone whispering something quietly in your ear, you can actually enjoy it. I thought it was brilliantly done, yeah.
And what would you say to other opera companies, maybe other London opera companies, to persuade them to put on through audio description? Because a number of opera companies will do introductory notes, but they won't do through audio description.
I think because it's such a fantastically immersive experience, opera, that anything that can add to that for blind and visually impaired people has to be a good thing. And they do have the resources, those companies, of course, and they ought to do it. But if they're not, and all these services and these people are coming to us, then great. You know, I mean, let's us have them. But I imagine, and I would hope, that they would do that sort of thing. You know, I mean, I think it's a terrific service and should be expanded.
Mike, I couldn't agree more. I was then joined by James Clutton, producer at Opera Holland Park. Before I asked James about the look and feel of their production of AIDA and how it might differ from other productions, I first asked James whether putting on an audio-described performance added any pressure to him as producer.
Not really. It didn't add any pressure, I think, because on the whole... Nearly everyone that works here, in fact, probably everyone that works here, is very focused on the company and the general ethos of the company. And a lot of that is about accessibility at many different levels. So once we decided that we wanted to work with Vocalize, it was one of those things that everyone was really quite quick to understand what I meant when I said that and wanted to get involved. So, you know, we arranged a touch tour before the show on stage, but a lot of people, they really enjoyed doing that and looking at the work separately again in a different way. And I think that right from the cost of our tickets to all through the business, you know, we love it being accessible. And I think that when you or when one gets a chance to do something different like that, it's really quite exciting. Rather than becoming an extra problem for you to deal with, it becomes more exciting, another way of viewing the business.
Obviously, just about to put on AIDA and there'll be an audio described performance. Can you tell me a little bit about the style of the set and the costumes and a little background to the story?
It's a different take on AIDA because I think that we can't do the things that people get used to having in productions in Verona or in front of the pyramids. We haven't got any elephants. About a pound for every time someone asked me about the elephants, we could have afforded the elephants. So we have to work within our means, really. We can't do grandeur like that. And our director came to us and had an idea was that of trying to, in a basic thing, we're in a museum, sort of modern day museum in the Egyptian rooms. So we've got three very large pieces of Egyptian sculpture, some old statues, a sphinx and other things. They're very big, so it leads you into that is in Egypt, and some uniforms, and basically some people are having a party in there. It's sort of a cross between the film A Night at the Museum and the novel Lord of the Flies. They start believing that they are the Egyptians and the powerful race, and they start taking everything out of the museum and dressing up. And rather than just doing it for fun, they start all believing that they are the Egyptians and persecuting the people that are working for them. So, you know, we try to make it interesting and exciting whilst being able to pass it off and really, you know, really make it work. I think the thing is, when people get used to seeing productions like Aida at in front of the pyramids or in the big opera house in Verona, it puts pressure on a lot of other people to do it in a similar way. And you know, we can't all work like that. So I'm very happy with how it's going.
I suppose being in the beautiful setting of Opera Holland Park, there's more of an intimacy to it as well.
I think intimacy is what we've been talking about getting, absolutely. And because particularly the final scene in Aida is only three people in it. There's a bit of offstage chorus. A lot of it is intimate as a piece, but what's become the norm is this big, big stuff of scenery and everything, and we try to move away from it a bit. The colours of the statues are very similar to the colour palette of Holland House itself, so it sort of feels like it's all parts, it all feels like it's always been there.
Some people might think that blind and partially sighted people, you know, should listen to opera at home on the radio or recordings of opera. For you, why should they come here and experience it?
Oh, well, I think that anyone that did think that would be completely, completely wrong. I think for me, there's something incredible about hearing live music. Nothing, for me, beats sitting, you know, 20 feet away from an orchestra or singers. I'm lucky enough in my job to go to rehearsal rooms a lot where singers are working, and you hear a singer 2 foot away from you. And it's a thrilling experience. But I think even a theatre being so close and hearing the different dynamics of people singing. And the thing I say about it, I would say this, wouldn't I? But the thing is, when you get live music, be it a jazz or pop music or classical concert or an opera, no matter how people think it's the same again, it'll never be exactly the same. It'll never be exactly the same. You know, someone might do something differently, or they might just sing better that night, or the players are just, you know, we're always coming off stage and thinking, why was that one better than last night? You know, there's never seems to be a particular reason for it. Sometimes it's the audience that become livelier earlier on, and the performers all feed off that, and everything's always different. And I think there's nothing to beat, you know, being in a theatre, you know, listening to music. When we were working with you last year, it was something that we as a company were really proud of. We loved being the first opera company in London to do it. You know, we really want to build on it. I think that there's no immediate fix with this. You know, we want to, you know, build a relationship over, you know, years and years. Seeing stuff that you've done with Donmar Warehouse and these other companies, and Regent's Park, I think you go to. Then yeah. We just wanted to be part of those companies that we admire a lot and be joining in with, you know, what's a really fantastic project.
Thank you, James. To find out more about the upcoming audio described performance of Aida on Sunday, the 19th of July at 2 p.m. in the beautiful setting of Opera Holland Park, do visit the What's On pages of our Vocalise website. Call the Opera Holland Park box office on 0300 999 1000, or visit their website at www.operahollandpark.com. To find out more about Vocalise and to sign up for our newsletter, call us on 020 7375 1043, or visit our website at www.vocalise.co.uk. Vocalise is VOCALEYES. Vocalise is a charity funded by Arts Council England, and this podcast has been produced by Toby Davey.